buddy. Real good.
Oh, you sound good. How about you, Ron? Randy, what about you, bud? Can you hear me?
I'm out of Randy. Don't you get a radio on, bud?
Yeah, Robbie, I just heard that.
Are you up there?
I am not, but I will be. I questioned Brian about it, and I thought Rob was going to be. I will go there. Okay, Robbie?
10-4, he got Ron down there in Interloop just like we talked yesterday. We were counting on you being up there.
Cool, buddy.
Thank you, Randy. I'll tell him you're on the way there.
Cool.
Hey, Robbie, I'm in position down here. I'm with Jeff Wannabe down here going into the Interloop.
10-4, Ron, just talk to Jeff there. You might have already, but talk to him there a second.
Bet you, Ron, you got a copy. If you don't hear me now, I'll come up there. When I get up there, I'll talk to you.
I got you loud and clear, fully up here. I'm just after
position.
Right here, just tell me if that's what you want when you get up here. You'll see me standing there on top of the scout.
10-4.
Jeff, I'm coming through the infield. This is Randy, and I'll talk to you loud.
10-4, Randy, we're in good shape right now, bud. Hey, Brian, you're pretty much going to have to be my, not only my spotter down here, but I is near scoring and all the NASCAR stuff, cautions, all that.
Okay, yeah, 10-4.
But at the beginning here, one thing that Ron does for me is real good is when somebody's not inside of me, he says, you know, all clear, you know, in this first couple laps when there's a bunch of cars around us.
10-4, Jeff.
Andy, make sure you check in when you get up there. 10-4. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
So they've got the blowers out here. There's definitely some wet seepage when I rode around the track. I want to keep an eye on before we go green here.
Well, that sounds good. Just keep it posted, bud. We'll have to get the brakes rear.
Hey, start the pit road speed.
It's the only really difference I have. A little bit further getting into one before I see you, but that's what Brian's covering anyway. The rest of you is the same.
10-4.
Just reminded Jeff, look at that pit road line. When that pit road speed starts, they moved it at 100. They got a good reference on the cone here.
10-4, 4200 first. Where are you at here, Ron?
Coming up just after the 500, right here on the scavel. Look to your left.
Perfect.
From
4200. 10-4. 10-4.
Robbie, I'll, I won't do any relays because I think I'm off.
All right, I see a big problem up here. There's a lot of seepage getting in to turn. I think it's 7, the big right-hander. They got to fix that before we go green. See that, Robbie?
10-4, just as you come out of the inner loop, that big corner, right?
Right, as you get down into that right-hander after the inner loop, there's, you know, seepage and wetness all over the place getting in there.
10-4, but we told you. Talk to you on another radio here, Jeff. Test 1, 2, 3, 4.
You sound good. Who's going to call the cautions and, you know, talking about what NASCAR is saying? Ron, are you going to do that, or is Brian going to do that?
It might be better if Brian does this because he's close to NASCAR in case I missed something back here.
Let's be clear on one thing, though, like we talked, Jeff. Ron and Randy, if y'all see someone in the trap, think they're going to be stuck, make sure and tell us, and we'll make a decision whether or not we're going
to be. 10-4. Ron, do you want to do NASCAR, or do you want me to do it?
10-4, Ron. I'll take care of NASCAR and when the caution does come out.
10-4, guys. The only thing I'll be talking about to Jeff is right here in front of me.
10-4, Randy. You shouldn't have to say a whole lot today at all unless there's a problem up there.
Fine. Give me where we want to transfer my response. 10-4, we'll let Brian as soon as, about where that truck's at, probably that truck is or anything. You know, you get cars all that's all behind you. I won't worry nothing about it. 10-4, good.
I think I can see real close to it, Randy. I can see just beyond that truck.
Ron, I lose him at top of the hill here across the tunnel.
10-4, I take him up right into where the probably like the right-hander starts coming out to the backstretch here to the inner loop. 10-4, I take him up about another 300 feet before that impact starts you. It looks like a cone or a safety worker on the outside wall.
Track look okay to you, Jeff. They're talking about being done.
They hadn't even touched it up there going into that turn I was talking about. Right where you put your left side to the pavement up there going to that turn, it's all the way in and in there.
10-4, he's talking to the official.
Just make sure we got our blowers on there, bud. The thing looks good up front there. Let's keep it number one. I'll keep working on about the track there.
10-4.
One to go, Jeff. One to go. Yeah, background to back touch, I think, to the guy before the end of the
track. Did they do anything wrong? Can you see?
I saw a jet blower come down here, but I can't see that part of the track, that big sweeping right hander. I can't see that part of the track, but there was a blower come by. How does that turn look to have to come to the green after it, though?
I personally don't think they're there yet. I think it needs a little bit more. They're getting in, but I don't think it's there yet.
NASCAR's saying it looks good.
Yeah, they don't have to drive into it 130, 40 miles an hour.
Coming to the green, Jeff. Coming to the green.
Have a good one. Be solid all day long.
Found the 20.
Wait. Wreck in front of you up high. Talk
to you about. Yep,
Brian, you just drove in there like crazy.
The car's alright, let's look the fenders and everything, you know, we come in, and want to change tires and everything.
Tempo, we're going to fight, just stay caught up there, we'll have to wait till pit road's open.
Sir, 210, water's 230.
Tempo, just remember what we did last week, we'll overcome this thing and still get the number one, buddy, we can do it. That 40's blowing up there.
The car look like?
Your car looks okay, we'll just come in, let's get the tires on it like you said there.
Tempo.
Everything left side looks very good. I have a good view of that over here, okay? Be four tires, the main thing, look at all the fenders are good, make sure a PV, remember a little bit on both on PV, okay? Very bottom.
And the pit's open.
Watch for that flagman there, but we're ready for you, buddy.
Tempo.
That pit road speed line picked up good, that'll be important for us on a green flag, stop there later. Tires nice and smooth and get our fenders out there, good guys. Make sure they're clear for us right over here, but stop in the box, good form. Piece of tape off that brake though, see that left run. Piece of tape off there. Alright, let's go. Do it, guys. Looks real good, Jeff. Like the left rear did at Indy, that right rear. Did a heck of a job, the average man been out there in a gravel pit. Great job.
We got a great call, we're gonna come up, back up through there, we're gonna make this baby real spectacular today. But we're gonna get it all the way there, all the way to the end.
One to go, Jeff. One to go. Coming to the green. Not going this time. Going next time. Next time.
Brian, is that you talking to me?
10-4.
Can't hear you when I'm over here.
10-4. Just off the other front stretch and down this corner.
Listen, but just be on your toes all you can for those starts because it's real hard to see that flagman. And I definitely can't see that first car jump from down here. Well, always be safe when I tell you because I'm going to tell you when it shows it, but might have to go a little bit ahead of that. Okay?
Yeah, 10-4. We're gonna have a little bit of a problem. Tell me when to pit if the car's stuck or something because I cannot hear Brian over there on the back. So I might be better talking to Ron back there.
The monitor NASCAR good, right?
Yeah, I've heard everything about NASCAR so far, so I can call NASCAR if I heard so if you want.
I know.
Well, Jeff, I heard the end of that, but you guys were walking on each other before that, but I heard the end of Jeff right there by taking care of everything. Coming to the green.
Cool. So I'll pass it to the left, if I'm correct, right?
Oh, he's passing to the left where the green comes out.
Jeff, well, buddy, left side. Left side, you got the ring. Long way to go, pop that, take care of your fenders, the brakes, the shifts, and all that. Back up. Go, Jeff, go.
230, oil 250. Pretty loose by myself, I'm good up behind another car. 230, oil 250. Been loose, good as traffic loose, you know, by myself.
This time, Jeff. 4,
10-4.
Hey guys, be ready, it'll be 4 times.
Cross is out.
Get or not there.
We're getting close.
Stay out there, bud. Stay out. Great job. Whether you get caught up, we're going to get 4 tires on you. Make some positions here on this pit road.
You know, we're pretty good. Just loose when I get out front.
Well, that's a great drive right there. I'm going to drop those rear tires a pound. 1 pound each tire.
Sounds good. It's spinning under throttle up off. It's turning in real good for me.
All right, 1 pound down on those rears. Let's do it. Got there. 1 piece of tape off that grill, too. This will probably be in his pit stall, so we'll have to come around him there.
The pace car picked up the leader's head.
Go ahead. Look like it's just getting ready to get him right now.
Pits are closed, right?
Closed, yeah. Just get caught up there. Stay caught up. Leader's nose. 1 piece of tape off the grill and the 4 tires there, guys. Aaron, we all set, bud? Make sure we get those tires back.
Yeah. How much open do you have on the brake dust? Is it all the way open? Because the brakes got pretty hot.
Yeah, boy, they're all the way open there, but everybody's just in the traffic there. Forgot even those guys up front on red, you know. You should be fine.
Ron, can you relay that message to me? Okay, 10-4.
Okay, buddy, remember, we got to come around that 16. Got to come around that damn 16. 4 tires, guys.
4, coming in this time, 4 tires.
Come on down, buddy, come on down. You got to come around that 16. 4 tires, guys, nice and safe. Here he is.
You want to start getting that 16?
Clear.
down. Stay down.
Not sure if we beat the 38 or not.
Four, little question is there. Check that 38 there. Step four. Yeah, you beat the 38, but nice job there, guys. Nice job.
Very good job there, guys. Thanks.
Up to the green, up to the green.
Go, Jeff. Go, go, go.
Four car up in front. He has a left front tire smoke when he gets in under the brake.
Inside by Sam. 20's following him. 20's trying to help.
He's out. Crosses out.
I was a little bit too tight that time. A little bit too tight. Brakes are going away bad.
Well, but we just got to stay out there right now and should cool off.
What he said, Ron. I think he said stay out.
Stay out. Stay out. Stay out.
Stay out, Bill.
Oh, I got you. New tires that time? That left front was horrible. It would not turn at all for about three or four laps.
Well, but we'll probably get that tire pressure back up there where we were.
Tires, everybody's more equal, but I got good brakes. I can pass. When I'm on old tires, the brakes are going away, and I can't outbrake them in the corner.
Well, but you've eaten a lot of them up there, even more. So, Aaron, let's get him up a half a pound, have him half a pound more. Just work. How's your temps there? Check with his temps there, guys.
Water temp came down a little bit. I mean, right now, 225 water, 235 oil.
Tempo, but tempo.
Definitely staying out, right?
Tempo, staying out there, but stay doing what you've been doing all day, buddy. You're doing a great job. We just got to keep working it up through there, and we've got 55 laps to go, 54 when you get green. About 20 more till we get.
Tempo.
Go, Jeff, go, go, go.
Got a wreck on the back stretch right now. It's out, caution's out. It's a fence back here, Jeff. The 400-foot mark on into the interloop.
Yeah, just a little bit tight still.
Well, we're just going to go back a little bit on those rears. We're going to stay out there right now, but we're going to get about another 12 laps out of it. Got your alternator there. Your bolt's looking good, bud. All that looking good.
Yeah,
we're going to have some safety trucks by around the 400-foot mark coming down the back stretch here. Just stay to your right. Gone is just debris.
Coming to halfway, bud. 45 to go. If you want to go over there, just run away. Tempo.
Everybody want to go when you get down here, Jeff? One to go.
Tempo.
Come to the green, Jeff. Come to the green.
Go, go, go.
Caution's out. Caution's out.
Ready there, guys. Let's be ready.
Getting in. I'm a little bit loose off.
We're going to have to pit. Stay caught up there good, and then we'll pit right over. When it opens, make sure it goes there, guys. Only when it opens.
You got the pace car yet, right?
I don't think they have.
You're coming right now. What's the deal? Talk to me.
Get caught up good. Get caught up good, buddy. You're standing here behind the pace car. All right, bud. We'll be coming this next time.
I think it's really, really tight on the right. On cold tires. I don't know what's going on there, but that thing will not turn. Pushes really bad. It was pushing even under green there when the tires heated up a little bit, you know, on the fast right.
Here, let's get a half a pound out of that, about 7/10 out of there, and a half down on those rears, back down a half. Jeff, after we're going to pit this time, after we pit, we have to really work on saving that fuel, bud. It'll be within a couple laps.
Well, try what I can. It's pretty difficult, you know, because and the thing just doesn't go on. You know, on the restart, so everything's sliding all over the place, hard not to cut the tire. I think I might be able to do some things under green, so I'm not too big of a heated battle.
Remember, we got to come around Biffle there. We'll have to come around.
We're coming around this last corner to you.
Right on down here, right ahead of Biffle. Come on down. Come on down. Up in the box. Four tires, guys.
Oh, straight ahead, straight ahead, straight ahead. Boys, way to go, way to go.
And 24 than 12, Jeff.
We haven't gotten the one to go yet, have we?
No, they called it off. There was going to be one to go, but they called it off.
And how short are we? How close are we to making it?
There's about three or four more caution laps. About two green flag laps short, Jeff. We got three or four caution laps.
It'll be one to go when you get here. One to go.
Tempo.
Come to the green. Come to the green.
Go, Jeff. Go, go, go.
Here Friday is off the track. Over Friday is going wild up there. It's down on the bottom. Might have the old one car up there somewhere, and Jeff has got a left side flat, might be running some debris out.
14 to go, save the gas all you can. This is going to help us put us right there. You're eating them boys up there ahead, buddy. Half second a lap on all them guys right there. I know Robbie's probably sitting out here about a second over him, but he's just riding him.
Well,
on the man, buddy, up to six, and I mean the driving up there. That's doing it right there, buddy. Take care of that fuel. Baby's looking good back up there. Liking that, buddy. One to go when you get past there, bud, and that should put us okay, so raise the fire out of him, buddy.
10 laps to go.
It'll be 12 when you get the green. 12 to go, buddy. Put it on the board.
Coming to the green. Remember, pass it to the left.
Good, Jeff. Go, 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 go.
Got it, buddy. 10 to go. 10.
6 to go, bud. Nice job. 6 to go. Real tight, 6 to go. 3 to go, bud. 3 to go.
Gotta let off. I started running out of gas.
Start finish line there, bud. You alright?